Okay, time now to turn our attention to the international newspapers. Elitsa Gadava has been scouring them for us. And Elitsa, we're going to start with that situation in Gaza. You're hearing more reports of yet another mass killing at a food distribution site.
That's right, Eve. The New York Times here is reporting that seeking aid has gotten just too risky for Gazans there. In the headline, we can see, "I will never try again." That's a quote from a Palestinian man who was interviewed by the New York Times. And he said that while trying to get aid, he saw many injured and dead people. And he said it was his second attempt to get aid, and both times he couldn't get any food. And according to the New York Times, more than 70 Palestinians were killed on Monday and Tuesday while trying to reach the distribution centers. Le Monde here is also reporting on the situation in Gaza, saying in Gaza, facing humiliation and death to get food. Le Monde says that dozens of people die every day while trying to reach aid. The paper then talks about a video that was filmed on the 11th of June, and journalists who watched the video saw many starving Gazans waiting for hours on their feet for the aid distribution centers to open. And then the video describes a total chaos when they open. People run and try to get the food. And Le Monde says, describes an image of wild, desperate stampede that's happening there. That's extremely dangerous. An Israeli activist interviewed by the paper described the video as simply apocalyptic. And he said that this is the hell we've created in Gaza. And finally, here an editorial from The Guardian. The Guardian's view on Gaza's engineered famine. The paper says, "Stop arming the slaughter or lose the rule of law." It says that while Palestinians starve, Western governments keep defending Israel and funding armed aid and dismantle the very rules they claim to uphold. The Guardian also writes that Gaza's cries have been shadowed and drowned out by Israel's strikes on Iran.
I mean, you have to keep reminding yourself, these are real images. This is actually what's happening to people in Gaza, not, as you say, some film that wouldn't even in our imagination have gone to such hellish heights. But moving on, you found another story about Kosovo. It's 26 years after a massacre in Pristina. A trial is about to get underway.
That's right. The Balkan Insight here reports, together with BERN, that's the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network, the trial for the massacre in Pristina that happened 26 years ago finally started on Monday. But the analysis says that it's unclear whether justice is being served. Many of the defendants aren't showing up in court and they're being trialed in absentia because they are out of reach for the authorities in Kosovo, says the paper. And the paper also mentions that authorities in Kosovo have almost no judicial cooperation with Serbian legal authorities, and it says that many of the defendants are in Serbia, but they cannot reach them. And there's another article here by Pristina Insight that says that Kosovo court finds Serb guilty of wartime rape. That's since the trial began on Monday. He raped an ethnic Albanian woman during the war in Kosovo and has been sentenced to 15 years. The trial was held behind closed doors because the woman didn't want to reveal her identity. And the paper says that few wartime rape survivors have spoken about what they went through because of the social stigma around sexual abuse.
Okay, moving over to Brazil next, where a new law is trying to be pushed through parliament, but some say it would destroy the Amazon.
That's right. It's been dubbed Brazil's bill of devastation, like we see, as we see here in the headline of this piece by The Conversation. It's pushing the Amazon towards a tipping point, says the paper, and the river is getting warmer and its dry seasons longer and longer every year. The bill has President Lula's implied approval, despite his environmental discourse, says the article, and the bill is set to relieve low-impact projects of unnecessary bureaucracy, but the paper says that the bill will allow the state to attract investment by loosening environmental restrictions. And we can see one such project here. reported by French left-wing L'Humanité. 5 months ahead of COP30, Brazil auctions off oil and gas concessions to the delight of oil and gas industry, says the paper. And these concessions will be around the mouth of the Amazon River. And environmentalists believe that Brazil's credibility on climate issues has been severely damaged with similar projects. And President Lula is betting on oil and gas expansion to stimulate the country's economic growth.
Okay, one to watch. Finally, some movie news to finish.
That's right. Brad Pitt will be starring in a new film. It's called F1, the movie. A very straightforward title there. The Telegraph here says it's like Barbie, but for dads. It calls it a spectacular racing drama. But what I want to draw your attention to is actually all the fashion talk around Brad Pitt that's been happening thanks to the film. The Times calls it Brad's midlife crisis wardrobe, but the Harper's Bazaar is nicer and calls it Brad Pitt unleashes his inner fashion guy. Let's see what's true. We have here some images of his recent outfits, a velvet blazer here, then this t-shirt that's, well, it looks like he just painted his apartment maybe, and a full...
Yellow is meant to be the in color though.
It is, I guess.
Not which sure it's for me. Girlfriend. But...
Well, he's for sure rocking it. And papers are saying that this is either a PR stunt to attract attention to his new film, or he's really embracing his inner fashion diva.
Well, he's got the attention. We've proven that here this morning. But yeah, one wonders. And it's nice, for once, it's a male actor that it's his clothes we're talking about rather than his work. Leiza Gadawa, thanks a lot for that look at the international papers.